كيف نعلم بدخول رمضان؟ How can we know when رمضان enters؟ نعم يا إخوان. هناك أقوال. بعض الناس يقول بالرؤية. Some says with sighting. وبعضهم يقول بالتقويم. Some say with the calendar. وبعضهم يقول بالحساب. And some say by calculation. يعني. وبعضهم يقول بواسطة يعني بعض يعني الذين قالوا بالرؤية also say sighting. Some says you can use the binoculars and some says with naked eyes. Which one is right? Both are right. Both are right. Now, both of them are right. Moon can be sighted by naked eye and can be sighted by binoculars, because still binoculars, it's eye. It's not calculation. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن أمة أمية لا نحسب ولا نكتب. الشعر عندنا هكذا أو هكذا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, "We are illiterate nation. We don't know calculations. Meaning, the what do you call that? Astronomy or what? Yeah. So then he said, the month to us is either this, and he showed his fingers of both hands three times, search. And the second time he said, or this, meaning 29, either 30 or 29, cannot be 28, cannot be 31. Now, فالحساب والتقاويم لا يؤخذ بها. So the astronomy calculation, the calendars, we do not use, we do not take into consideration. نعم. ورمضان يثبت بشهادة رجلين عدلين. And the entrance of Ramadan, the moon of Ramadan, can be affirmed by the witnessing of two Muslims who are عدل. عدل means someone who is trusted in his deen. Not someone who is not known by practicing the deen. نعم. وبعض أهل العلم قال يدخل رمضان بشهادة واحد ولا يخرج إلا بشهادة اثنين. Some of أهل العلم say Ramadan enters by one witness but does not go in it except by two witnesses. نعم. هل الرؤية تلزم جميع العالم الإسلامي أو أن الرؤية تكون إقليمية؟ خلاف بين أهل العلم. Is the sighting to be universal or regional? Different opinions from scholars. الأظهر والأولى والأقوى أنها تكون إقليمية. The strongest and the best is that it is regional, not universal. Not universal. لماذا؟ كما قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية. الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية said أن مطالع القمر تختلف. That the places of the newborn moon is different from one region to another. وأيضا لقول ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه. And for the sake of ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه. لما جاء رجل من الشام في خلافة معاوية. When a man came from الشام during the خلافة of معاوية. ف فأخبر ابن عباس أنهم صاموا يوم كذا قبل أهل المدينة بيوم، وابن عباس في المدينة. ذات مال سيد ابن عباس ذات لخليفة and the people in the Sham they began in this day, that means one day before the people of Medina began. Ibn Abbas said, I'm not going to leave what Rasulullah ﷺ said to what Muawiyah said or for what you said. فَإِنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ صُومُوا لِرُؤْيَتِي وَأَفْطِرُوا لِرُؤْيَتِي. As the Prophet ﷺ said, fast when you sight the moon and breakfast when you sight the moon. وهذا الموضوع لا ينبغي أن يكون محل شجار. And this issue must not be a cause of conflict and fitna. والذي ينصح به العلماء الشيخ ابن باز والشيخ ابن عثيمين وغيرهم, and what the ulama advise like the like of Sheikh Ibn Baz al-Zaymin al-Adab, أن الصوم يكون بتحري في الإقليم نفسه. The fasting must be by witnessing in the same region. وأما أن يعتمد على صوم بلدان أخرى فإن هذا ليس هو الأفضل. But to depend on the fasting of other countries which are not on the same region, this is not the proper opinion. وكذلك الاعتماد على الحساب ليس صحيحا. And also depending on the calculation and calendar, this is not permissible. والمفترض أن الناس في البلد الواحد يصومون معا ويفطرون معا. And what is supposed in one land, one country, that the whole Muslims fast together and do the eat together. أما أن ينفرد مسجد أو مسجدين عن بقية المسلمين فيبدأون قبل الناس بصوم ويعيدون قبل الناس, فهذا ليس من مظاهر الألفة. But to for a masjid or two to begin fasting before the whole Muslims in a country, or to celebrate the Eid before the rest of the masjid in the country, this is not from the brotherhood and gathering of Imam. وَلَوْ فُرِضَ أَنَّ إِنسَانَ, and if it is supposed that a man has sighted the moon, the whole community said that they did not sight the moon. They will complete Sha'ban 30 days. لو قالت الجماعة كلها أنهم لم يروا الشهر وأنهم سيجعلون شعبان 30 يوم. ولكن هذا الإنسان رأى القمر فإنه يجب عليه أن يصوم ولا يجب عليه الصوم. He must fast and they must not. لأنه رأى القمر, because he saw the moon. وهم لم يروا القمر, and they did not see the moon. وربما لم يبلغهم, and maybe he did not tell them. أو أنه عندهم لم يكن كفوءا, or for before them he is not qualified to see the moon. عندئذ يجب عليه هو أن يصوم. Then he must fast. وهم لا يجب عليهم, and they must not fast. طيب إذا حصل هذا في آخر رمضان, what happened, what will يعني happen if this occurred at the end of رمضان؟ الجماعة لم يروا الهلال فصاموا 30, قرروا أن يصوموا 30. The community did not see the moon, so they decided to fast 30 days. هو رأى القمر ليلة 29, ليلة 30. He saw the moon on the night of the 30th, falling on the 30th. What should he do? قال العلماء يفطر بينه وبين نفسه ليس أمام الناس. The ulama said that he must break fasting, but hiddenly, not openly. ويعيد معهم في اليوم التالي, and he prayed the Eid with them in the next day. نعم, هذا إذا كان بدأ معهم الصوم. This is if he began with them the fast. لكن لو أنه رأى الهلال وهم لم يروا الهلال, أو نقول أنه قال بأنه رأى الهلال, a man said that he saw the moon, فصامت كل المنطقة, so the whole area fast because of his witness. ولما جاءوا يوم الثامن والعشرين, and on the 28th رأوا أن الهلال قد ولد, they saw the moon born. وهذا يعني أنهم اليوم التالي لابد أن يفطروا, وهو 29, and this means that the next day which is the 29th of Ramadan they must break fasting, لأنهم قد رأوا الهلال, لأن الخطأ حصل في أول الشهر, because the mistake happened at the beginning of the month, but they are fasting 28 days now. فماذا يفعلون؟ So what they do? They should celebrate the Eid on the day which is to them 29. But after Eid, they all have to make up one day. Not 2 days, one day. To be 29 days. نعم. طيب. هل هناك أي سؤال بخصوص هذا الموضوع أو الذي قبله؟ Is there any question in regard to this issue, or they should be followed or will continue?
Yes. تفضل. You said that there are two opinions from the ulama, but you only give on one side.
I thought, yeah.
So there are two opinions from the competitors.
No, I give both. Yeah, I give both. But I said the strongest is the regional. I said that there are two opinions. One say regional, one say universal. And I said the proper one is the regional. For the reason that, as I told you, that the moon appears differently from one region to another. It is born in different days, different nights, and the other dalil of Ibn Abbas. Oh, you mean to say I did not give the dalil that they say, the other ones?
So they went to international.
They have the general dalil, where the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ says, "Sumu li ru'yati wa aftiru li ru'yati." Same hadith that Ibn Abbas took against them. Same hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Fast when you see the moon, and break when you see the moon." Ibn Abbas differed from the Khalifa and the people in Al-Sham, not him alone, I mean the Medina people, because in Medina they saw it in a different day. Okay, those ulama who say universal sighting, they took the same hadith, they say sumu, this is jama'ah, plural, meaning all of you, all Muslims. But when we come to the practice of it, we find what Ibn Abbas said is stronger, because the moon is born differently from region to another, and this is the saying of Ibn Abbas companion. Now, now, I have a question. Right. No.
What is the region?
What is the region? Good question. The region is all the countries who are parallel, that the timing zone is the same, meaning the moon will appear in the same time for both, for all these countries. Example, the Gulf, the Arabian Gulf. This is one region. So when the moon appears in the eastern province of Saudi, it must be appearing in Bahrain, in Kuwait, in Qatar, because They're just near each other. Okay? And you know that the ear is divided in two. What do you call that? خطوط طول العرض. Huh? Longitude and
latitude.
Based on that. Nah. Allah. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I think that they are burning one room of the bird, right? No. How can one
room
be burned several times?
Excellent. Good question.
And if one is in person in the door, one is this to this, so there is a side of the moon. Okay? What
will be the age of the moon when the Caribbean light? What is the age? First of all, to respond to your question, how can you open with me the Quran? Can you open the Quran to Surah Yasin? Yasin. I will show you how. What is the condition between us? That no saying with no dalil. And no dalil as strong as the Quran. And no interpretation as good, no interpretation of Quran as good as the companions. And no companion is better than Ibn Abbas. And Ibn Abbas has said what I told you. You got that? Let me just give the ayah. You got your surah Yasin? Huh? Let me get to it. So I tell you the ayah. Search where the moon is mentioned. والقمر قدرناه منازلا حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم. القمر قدرناه منازلا. And tell me what it says. Any question until we find that? Fadda. Start, as you like.
If someone makes intention before the Ramadan month, they have intention, when one of the Ramadan comes, but if one is still held, they're not sure whether he can keep yes or no. Can they make some provision to pay a poor person for the whole month? And if the person is possibly to keep some time in the month or even the whole month, is that possible?
Okay. In regarding of feeding the poor instead of fasting for those who are ill, with an illness that cannot be cured, or very old, they cannot fast. Yeah, old. Yeah. Yes, he can feed a needy for each day. Okay? But it cannot be before Ramadan. He cannot feed before Ramadan enters. The feed itself, feeding the needy, must not be before Ramadan. It's either once Ramadan is affirmed or after Ramadan as you like. But it is better to be during Ramadan. And can be day by day, and can be in one day. For example, today the first of Ramadan, and you are old and you know you cannot fast. Okay? You can gather 30 poor people. Poor people. Not 30 people. Because many people bring the food to the masjid and invite the people to eat. This is not correct. And must be poor people. Must be. And if you can gather 30 poor people, even one day on a meal that is enough for them, this is enough for you.
Muslim or not Muslim?
La, Muslim. Must be Muslim. Must be Muslim. I am sure.
Sir,
What do you mean by everything left?
Everything
west. West?
Yes, because once the moon is born in the country, it was automatically born of everything westward. Because
now, but what do you mean automatically?
Yes. Why do you say you see it? This is geography, this is not difficult, and this is not possible.
No.
And that's why she just said that this was a little scene, and that's how it came. But when you see it in the country, if you see it in this mustard, then all the countries there by over there, this group over there, over there, over there.
Okay, this is the regional.
This is regional, but the definition of the regional doesn't start here.
I know.
It says, and everything west on the latitude. This is a part that is often either not quoted.
No, well, no. I in fact never come to know that Sheikh al-Islam say west.
Yeah.
Okay,
That's
okay, we go back to it. But I never come to know that Sheikh al-Islam. No. I'm saying about Sheikh al-Islam.
Yeah.
About geography, I'm not well aware of geography. But if Sheikh al-Islam said it, I say that I never come to know that Sheikh al-Islam say everything west the moon must have been born already. I never come to know that. But let me ask you a question now. The moon is born in Saudi Arabia, and you and Trinidad are west to Saudi Arabia. Are you going to see the moon born or no?
No.
London. Are you going to see the moon born or no? It appears like this.
No. What do you mean by that? At the moment it is born in
London. Yes.
At that moment?
No. You have here a month. You have a month, okay? This month begins, this lunar month begins with the born of the with the newborn moon. Is there any new born moon here or no?
Well, let me just reflect. Today is Sunday. But number in Saudi Arabia, they are seeing me.
Fine.
Today, at number
okay.
In Saudi Arabia,
no.
Which is 7 hours in front of us, the moon will see.
Okay.
It's a question that you're asking, that does that mean that today Sunday is born for us?
It is what?
Is that the question you're asking?
La, I'm asking a question, a clear question. Can the people here see the moon born or can't?
The question is not clear. Well, let me try to explain what is the Islam and what is the Islam.
But why the question is not clear?
It's not clear.
Let me clear it. The question is mine. I am the one who built the question.
Right.
Let me clear it. I say, you guys here cannot see the moon born?
What do you mean? When? Your question is when?
No.
When?
Can you see, have you ever in the Caribbean seen a new moon?
Yes.
That is the question. The moon is born in the Caribbean. Or isn't? Okay, that is the point. You fast, you declare fasting, When you see the moon born.
The same Shepherd Islam and the same set of Solomon who defined the definition of the region, the same way they did compulsion in the neighboring countries that didn't see the moon. By the same token, under the natural part in Jarosi, they say, and everything on the latitude west of the country. This is understood. The question that I'm asking is, what happened to the Tower River? When it was born into the river, it was 20 hours old. 7 hours, it is 27 hours old on this earth. It is older as it comes west.
The
longer we wait for it, the
older it becomes. Look, I think we have a discussion of this before. And I brought you what the ulama said. And I can bring you that again and again. And I asked the ulama, and I said to the ulama, and the statement of the ulama, even there on the internet, you can search it. The ulama in Saudi Arabia, for example, they never considered the moon which is born in India, which is before them. Exactly like Saudi Arabia and Arabia. They never ever fasted with the moon which is born in Pakistan, for example. They never. And it is not politic. It is not politics at all. I'm talking about the ulama, the scholars, not the politicals. And they never ever thought that whoever west or descent or as you said, what do you mean that? I'm telling you what I know. What I know is I'm 100% sure of it. What they say may be wrong. What Ibn Zibat say may be wrong. What Uthaymeen say may be wrong. What Ibn Taymiyyah say may be wrong. What Ibn Abbas say may be wrong. But I'm telling you that I am right in conveying this information to you. I'm telling you that I am 100% sure of this information. But is this information correct or not correct? I leave it up to you. You examine it and see. You test it and see. But the information, take it from me, and I carry the responsibility of it before Allah. From this ulama, that they said it. Not only that, I brought you once in Trinidad, written of Sheikh Ibn Baz and the other Sheikh. Written. And I can bring it again and again. I can bring it. I have no problem to bring it. But whether this opinion of this Sheikh, true or false, correct or not correct, that is a different thing. That is a different thing. My analyzation of it proved to me that it is correct. You have analyzed it differently, you found something different, that is up to you. I cannot convince you, but I will not change what I am sure of. And I come across with the ulama to any different opinions except if I have a belief for it. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, in Surah Yasin, وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَادَكَ الْعُرْجُونَ الْقَدِيمِ. Ibn Abbas and others said that manazil in every region, there is a manzil, different from the other. The moon appears. And the Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِنْ غُمِّيَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنْ حَالَ دُونَهُ سَحَابٌ أَوْ قَتَرٌ. And when you cannot see it, when there is a cloud or dust or whatsoever, so you cannot see the moon, they complete the month 30 days. Now, whether it is because of which possible or impossible, the calculation, the geography, this is not included here, because Allah Ta'ala, we are not talking about what can happen based on geography, but we are talking, we are saying that Allah Ta'ala could command the moon not to appear and Trinidad anymore. So we are dealt with it in this way, exactly like they say the geography people, they say that calculation has more assuredness than citing the moon. And they came up even until last year with some saying that the moon in Saudi Arabia wasn't born in that day, this, right? But the ulama refuted that. They said, we are told to cite the moon. We're not going with anything else. And that's what we believe, what I believe, at least. Now, this what I say is not an obligation upon anyone. But anyone can figure out which statement that is correct, more correct, or at least convince him, and he take. Right? But what I am telling you, even practically, I'm giving you the example now. The moon is born in India before Saudi Arabia, because it's in the east. Saudi Arabia is west to India. But they don't fast with the moon of India. And the one who declares the moon is not the king there, it's the ulama. The ulama, the head of the Supreme Court, the ulama, Allah. Anyway, now
this blessed night of Laylatul Qadr, would it be different in Saudi and different in Trinidad?
Exactly, it is going to be different, exactly as it is different in the last 10 nights. It's not in a particular night like people think that it is 27. It can't be 21, 22, 23, 24.
What I mean is, if you set a fast in Saudi,
yeah,
and we set a fast here,
nah,
your night of Laylatul Qadr would be different from our night here, or is it the same? Would it be the same?
Did you understand my answer? Did you understand it?
No, what you're saying is that it could be any of the odd nights.
No, not odd. I did not say odd.
Any of the last 10 nights.
Last 10 nights.
Different ones. Not like the 27th, which you say it is.
Okay.
But what I'm asking, if you start a fast in Saudi before, let's say you start a fast yesterday, you start a day.
Nah.
Your last, that night that has come here for you, would it be different for us there? In that you started a day?
I said yes, as it is different every year, from one night to another.
How does Allah defend one last year and night, everywhere in the year, different time? Everywhere that it comes to the night and the night.
No, he's asking about Laylatul Qadr, the existence of Laylatul Qadr. Is it? The existence of Laylatul Qadr.
For the particular year?
No. For the particular year.
The same negative in Saudi, wouldn't it be the same?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Allahu A'lam, but not necessarily.
Okay.
And as we said, it is proof that some of the Sahaba saw Laylatul Qadr on the 24th, which is not odd, but it is strongly to be on the odd and strongly to be 27th, but not necessarily. And that's why Ibn Abbas did not change, because in Sham sighted the moon before them. Okay, he did not change. So if he has an understanding that Laylatul Qadr could be different, he would have changed. I mean, if it is the same, and this is not necessarily, could be Laylatul Qadr. What is Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr could be the same night in the whole world. Could be the same night. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ did not determine one particular night. It could be the 21st in Saudi, and it is the 23rd in Saudi, and it is the 22nd here. Huh? Is it? Huh? The 20th. No. And if it is the 23rd, it would be 22nd here. And it might be the 25th in India. It might be, but it is, it could be same night. What is the importance of Laylatul Qadr? Is that you do the worship indeed through the whole 10 nights. That is the most important thing. Because Laylatul Qadr, you cannot know it until it is after. Right? That is first thing. And Laylatul Qadr could be non-beneficial for those who think that they just want Laylatul Qadr and after that they leave. Then it may not be beneficial for them. Because Laylatul Qadr must be something that increases the iman, which leads to more deeds. And that's the, why the Prophet ﷺ, although he knew Laylatul Qadr in his life, right? He knew, he saw Laylatul Qadr, but he never reduced his acts of worship after that night. However, he continued doing the same thing, the i'tikaf, the Quran, the prayer, everything, until last day. So this is not a matter, yani we are not so concerned of Laylatul Qadr. But the important thing is that we ask Allah Ta'ala to make us from those who are doing yani good deeds on Laylatul Qadr. But we cannot know when Laylatul Qadr is going to be, so we do good deeds, and that's why it is only known after. But it can be, one night, same one night in the whole world. But which night? Isn't it night now? Isn't it night? Yeah. It's in Saudi already day.
No.
Yeah. Okay, but
almost.
It's already morning. In India it's already day.
What was the Arafah day?
Huh? Day of Arafah is different. Look, the night of the night of Laylatul Qadr is not related to a place. But Arafah, Yom Arafah is related to Arafah.
But in that month, if you see the moon and we don't see the moon, then your day would be before our day here. And we will get it.
What did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Who fast the ninth of the Hijjah? Or he said, who fast the day of Arafah? Can you tell me? What did he say? You can't remember. Anybody remember? The day of Arafah. It is linked to that place. The day of Arafah, meaning the day in which the people are standing there in Arafah. That is the day. So it means here in Trinidad, you will begin counting the month of Hajj from the first day it is there in Hajj. Let's give example. Today we are Sunday, right? And it is in Saudi, Sunday is considered to be the first of Dhul Hijjah. Here, you have to consider Sunday the first of Dhul Hijjah in order to fast the day of Arafah. Some of our ilm said that it needs also sighting of the moon again. Who said universal, said universal. Who said regional, they said regional. But other ulama said that the day of Arafah is linked to the place, while the day of Ashura is not linked to the place. It's linked to the Ashura, the Muharram, the tenth of Muharram. Yeah? طيب. Any other question? Nah. Yeah. Excellent. Can they take pills to delay the menstruation during the month of Ramadan so they can fast? No, they can't. If it is, but under consultation of a doctor, trustworthy doctor, that is not going to harm them. And if it is not going to harm them, it is permissible. Sheikh al-Islam al-Taymiyyah was asked about that, and he said, yes, it is permissible. And the woman at that time, they used to put something from butt of a tree from beneath to stop the blood. So it is permissible, but with the condition that it does not harm them. Some of the ulama say it is better not, and leave it as Allah Ta'ala wanted. But it's not yani forbidden. If the woman wants, she can, because some women yani pay too much money to go to Mecca and Medina in Ramadan, and they have the menses, and they want to pray in Haram. Yani inshallah, no problem. Allah Ta'ala.
If you're traveling,
yeah,
and like on the plane, and you intend to fast, but it becomes difficult, what do you do? Can you, are you allowed to break it?
Yes, you are allowed. If you are a traveler, and you intended to fast, but during your travel, you find it difficult, or they serve you nice food. They serve you nice food. You can break. No problem. Because you already have the permission. You already have the permission to breakfast. No. Wallahu a'lam.
Sheikh,
yes, awra does not relate to fasting. It does not yani invalidate fasting. But if you mean to stay exposed to the people, the public, this will minimize the reward of fasting, as well as speaking of evil, harming others. This does not break the fast, but it does reduce the reward of fasting. Now,
the difficulties of Shawwal, right? Because that was the fast that you are missing in Ramadan.
Okay, making yani joining Fard and Nafl together, can it be? No. Fard is stronger and must have an individual day for it. But 6 days of Shawwal and Mondays and Thursdays, yes, you can join them together, because both of them are optional. You can join them in fasting. That's why some of the ulama, they said you can fast during Shawwal every Monday and Thursday, with the intention of Shawwal and Mondays and Thursdays. But the wajib is wajib. You cannot join it with it. Nah. Allahu a'lam.
Sheikh, there's a practice in 25 of the Caribbean where it's kind of a sun concept.
Because the sun sets differently in these different areas? Saif is not acceptable. This is as they call it, tanatta. This is extremism. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha aqbala al-laylu min ha-huna wa adbara an-naharu min ha-huna faqad aftara as-sa'im." If the night appears from this side and the day disappears from this side, then it is the time for one to breakfast. And this means exactly when the sun sets. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as we are going to come inshallah through, an encouragement of breaking the fast quick once you see the sunset. Isa al-Salam said, "La tazalu ummati bi khair ma ajjalu al-fitra wa akhara as-sahur." My ummah will continue to be upon goodness until as long as they do the break fasting fast, and meaning just by the sunset, and delay the sahur, and delay the sahur. But today they make the sahur early just for sale, and they delay the fitr, the breakfast, just for safety. Then they are disobeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and obeying the Yahud. The Yahud, the Jew, do not break their fasting until it is very dark. And the Rafida followed them on that. The Rafida, who call themselves Shia, falsely. Are they Muslims? Big question. Big question. Well, you judge them. You see what they do, you judge them. Who make takfir upon all the Sahaba, except for few? Who make takfir upon all those who deliver the deen? Who criticize Aisha as the prostitute, as although Allah Ta'ala said she's free? Who say that she's a prostitute, that the Prophet ﷺ, for his own desire, did not punish her? I leave this for you. I free my tongue from them. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu sallam mubarak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Just leave me.
Oh, yeah. What is that? 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 What is